Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Our cats are murdering each other. Here we go.
Okay, sounds good. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm great.
Okay, so
yes. Yeah, but okay, also no. Okay. I'm fine.
Yeah, okay. We're recording this in advance, so we're going to skip past like news and all that, but I will ask what you are drinking.
Beer.
Yeah, well, you got a new growler from our local brewery.
Yeah. It was International Women's Day today.
When we're recording this, yeah.
When we're recording it, obviously, is what I'm talking about. And there was a new beer released today. So I'm going to taste it right now.
Okay, live, for the first time.
Live on air. Okay,
all right, I got a taster.
Mmm.
You like it?
Yeah, it's not bad.
This is an extra pale ale. Whoa. And it's called Everything's Fine.
Everything's fine. Okay, yeah. There was quite a kick on the aftertaste, so there you go.
Yay.
Whew.
Good?
Yeah. Not sure. Yeah, okay. I'm not sure. Okay.
Well, let's see how it goes.
I've been drinking other stuff tonight, so it's...
also that, it's, yeah.
It is tough.
It might take a minute, yeah. I have the last of a gin and peach, and then I'm going to switch over to that beer, too. Okay, so what are we talking about this week?
I have no idea.
We're doing a deep dive.
Deep dive! And wait, is this one of our in lieu episodes?
Yes.
Because we are going on vacation.
In fact, when you're listening to this, I might be on the teacups, because this one's going to come out while I'm on vacation.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
We're going that far in advance.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be back from vacation and sitting in our house all by myself going, Lulu.
By myself. Yeah, maybe.
Alicia Silverstone style, all the way.
Alicia Silverstone. I don't know that one.
Clueless.
I did not. She doesn't do All by Myself in Clueless.
Yeah.
No, you were thinking, Bridget Jones' Diary.
She does that as well. Yeah.
Not do it in Alicia Silverstone. Does not do All by Myself.
I think she does.
I've seen Clueless more than you.
Okay.
Okay, so we are doing a deep dive, and you had an idea for this one on the teacups.
Teacups! Which is the most Disney ride of all Disney rides.
It's true. So let's deep dive.
Okay.
Next up on NDR, New Disney Radio, a deep dive.
Woo! I dived into the pool. Yeah, you should be terrified.
I am. So, the teacups are at, and I'm just calling it for the right now, the mm-hmm. teacups, because it does have a different name at the parks.
Uh-huh.
So, they are at 5 of the 6 Disneyland-style parks. It is not in Shanghai. Shanghai's spinning ride is Winnie the Pooh-themed, and you ride in spinning honey pots instead of teacups.
Huh. That's weird.
Yeah. So, it is called the Mad Tea Party in Disneyland and Magic Kingdom. It is called Alice's Tea Party in Tokyo Disneyland. It is called the Mad Hatter's Teacups in Paris. And a totally different name, Brandon. In Hong Kong, it is called Mad Hatter Teacups.
I mean, that actually makes more sense than the original teacups. It should probably be Mad Hatter's because it's all spinning and shit.
But not the Mad Tea Party.
Yeah.
So it is inspired by the Unbirthday scene in Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
And it plays a carousel-style version of the Unbirthday song. It is an opening day attraction in Disneyland 1955. So most of these, like, facts are Disneyland-focused because it was the opening thing. But it was in... all of the ones are in Fantasyland, and they were all of the 5 were opening day attractions at the respective parks, except for Tokyo. Tokyo opened in 1983, but the ride opened in 1986. All the rest were opening day attractions.
Hmm.
Tokyo and Walt Disney World also have a big teapot in the center of the attraction, while the others do not. And the Dormouse occasionally just pops out of the teapot, which is pretty cool.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been on the teacups.
No. Well, it's in Disney World.
Disney World only?
Tokyo.
Okay.
Only those two.
Yeah, I don't think there's a teapot at all in Disneyland.
There's not. Okay. In Disneyland and Hong Kong, there's a replica of the teacups for pictures outside the attraction, so people can take their picture in the famous teacups without actually riding them.
Similar to
Dumbo.
We did that.
We did that on Dapper Day.
On Dapper Day. It was lovely. And that's a great idea.
It's such a great idea. And actually, Mr. Toad's has one of those as well.
It does. Yeah. There's a little Mr. Toad's car outside of the ride.
Yeah. Toadie.
And like you said, Dumbo as well. Yes. Yeah.
The ride system is three small turntables which rotate clockwise, each holding six teacups, within a large turntable that rotates counterclockwise. The original attraction in Disneyland cannot run in the rain. Once the turntables are saturated with a moderate amount of water, they slip and can no longer spin. However, the other versions are covered to prevent this and to protect riders from heat and so on. And the one in Paris actually has glass petal-shaped roof to it, which is like a very aesthetic kind of
thing. That's
kind of... And I was like, of course that's in Paris.
Yeah, I mean, oui.
Yeah, that's of course.
It's Paris, so oui.
So several concepts for the original attraction, again, we're back to Disneyland, were more outrageous and outlandish than the final version. So in Wikipedia, I found out these original ones. One drawing showed 20 teacups circling a central hub, making it similar kind of like to a racetrack with like curves and stuff like that.
Giddy up.
Exactly. One drawing showed a Mad Hatter's dinner table featured in the center of the ride with various lanterns and decorations all around. Remember those lanterns? I'm coming back to it.
Lanterns.
During the first months in 1955 when it opened, the teacups spun on a bare platform. And for the first 2 years... there was nothing limiting how fast they could be spun. There were no brakes or anything.
What happened to the lanterns?
No brakes or clutches. So that was just in the original
art. What happened to the lanterns?
Good question.
I'm not letting you forget the lanterns.
Okay,
but
I have a question. Are there lanterns now?
There's probably lanterns.
Yes, but there were not lanterns in 1955.
Yeah, I was asking you what happened to the lanterns.
I'm getting there. Yeah. In 1956, the ride was paired with a nearby gift shop, the Mad Hatter of Disneyland. And when the Alice of Wonderland ride was built, or like the dark ride, you know, that one?
Yeah. Alice in Wonderland,
yeah. Yeah, it was built in 1958. The store was moved to be closer to both rides. And that basically created like an Alice in Wonderland little corner, like a little section. It's all kind of together now.
Mm.
It was originally located directly behind the King Arthur Carousel and Sleeping Beauty Castle. So it was like in a row kind of thing. And then there were slight modifications in 72 and then 78. This was mostly visuals. In 1983, the attraction was remodeled and relocated to its present location near the Matterhorn.
No.
Yeah. And that is when it incorporated a few new design elements from the original concept, such as...
teacups.
That was already there.
Oh.
The lanterns.
Oh, lanterns! I know you said not to forget those.
And then what happened?
I instantly forgot them.
Immediately forgot.
Yeah.
In 2004, the attraction was modified to make it more difficult to spin super fast after a rider lost his balance and slipped from the teacup.
Oops.
Yep.
I did it again.
I think it was probably the only time he did it.
I blame Britney Spears.
That's fine. Yeah. In 2005, like other remaining 1955 opening day attractions, one of the teacups was painted gold in honor of the 50th anniversary. I remember this. Any of the opening day attractions, they paint one riding car gold.
Did you ride them all gold?
I didn't ride them all, but I definitely rode some. Like, Mr. Toad's had a gold car. And
did you ride it on? Did you ride the gold one?
Some of them I did, and some of them I didn't.
Fail.
Yeah, I know. I was only there a few days. Like,
nah, I'm sorry. It's a fail.
Do you know who originally designed the cups in the attraction? The art for it? Make a guess. She did...
Dick Van Dyke.
No, she did Alice in Wonderland.
The reason I say Dick Van Dyke is because when there's a Disney trivia, you just say Dick Van Dyke.
It's true. True story. Yeah. True story. She did another very famous Disneyland attraction.
Oh, Mary Blair.
Yeah. Specifically the designs on the cup.
So that's the other option for Disney trivia is just to say
Dick
Mary
Van Dyke,
Blair.
She. Oh, Mary Blair.
Yeah, yeah. If it's a woman.
I adore Mary Blair.
If it's a woman, it's Mary Blair.
Yeah. So Aero Development built a few of the opening day attractions, including the Mad Tea Party. According to Disney legend and Imagineer Bob Gurr, Aero lost money making the attractions and Walt offered to make up the difference. but Arrow refused, saying it was just an honor to work with Disney.
Hmm.
This worked out well for them because Disney continued to contract Arrow for more rides afterwards and eventually even bought a third of the company.
And now their stock is worth? Question mark?
That's a good question. We can look it up.
Arrow?
Arrow Development.
Arrow Development. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm Googling this live.
Mm-hmm.
Arrow.
I don't know if it still exists. Like, this was in the 50s, right?
Yeah. No, that's fine. Arrow Development. Arrow Development was an amusement park ride and roller coaster design manufacturing company incorporated in November 16th, 1945.
Mm-hmm.
Originally located in Moffett Boulevard. Moved to a larger facility at Plymouth Street after Walt Disney Productions purchased one-third of the business in
1960.
1960,
there we go.
Yeah.
What happened now?
Defunct 1981.
That's not bad, though. 60 to 81? Like, especially if they were losing money previous to that?
It was sold to Huss Maskin Fickenbark. Yeah, it was sold.
So it was sold in 81?
81.
Right. Cool. So, now, modern times. Alice, the Mad Hatter, the White Rabbit often climb into the teacups and ride with guests. Tweedledee and Tweedledum used to, but they're just rare characters now, so we don't see them very much. But Alice and Mad Hatter especially, they skip the line. They just, like, jump in a line.
I would love to ride a teacup with
super
Alice.
Super fun,
Or Mad Hatter, honestly.
Whichever, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Long-standing rumors say the purple teacup spins the fastest, and some say no, it is the orange teacup with the diamond shapes, but this is all myth, especially since they've been redone in 2004.
It's a myth.
Yeah. Apparently, this was the most hated ride when during opening day because they had to do, like, about 2 hours of maintenance on it every day. For the first couple months, after they kind of did the early maintenance, they strained it out a little bit.
I like the teacups. We went on them recently. I don't like spinning rides very much, and teacups is obviously, like, the most famous spinning ride in the world. But if you don't crank the wheel too much,
it's kind of
fun.
Yeah, totally. I enjoyed it way more than I thought I was going to. It has an approximately 1.5-minute ride time. Is a slow loader just because it is not a continuous loader. Like, it's not an Omnimove or anything like that. But it also doesn't typically get lined up too much because of the number of cars, or in this case, teacups. From the website Touring Plans, unless your life's ambition is to be the test subject in a human centrifuge, do not even consider getting on this ride with anyone who is younger than 21 years of age.
Yeah, that is true. I used to not get sick spinning rides at all, and now I do. So if you're on with young people, they'll turn the wheel and make you feel not so good.
Exactly. Okay, so I have here now, I thought this was super fun, 7 facts about the Mad Hatter himself.
What is the 3/4 hat on the thingy on his...
Just
a playing card. Why is it 3/4?
You ready for this?
Yeah, I am. I'm very confused.
The real Mad Hatter was probably a man named Theophilus Carter.
Oh, that was close.
A seller of furniture, not hats, he impressed his eccentricity upon Lewis Carroll, who originally wrote Alice in Wonderland.
Of course.
When he was in Oxford. While some reports suggest Carter was unaware of his influence on the Wonderland character, Reverend W. Gordon Bailey had this to say. All Oxford called him the Mad Hatter, and surely his friends or enemies must have chaffed him about it. Interestingly enough, Carter also earned himself a different kind of fame. He is rumored to have invented the alarm clock bed, a rather terrifying contraption that woke sleepers by dumping them into a tub of cold water.
I mean, that would work. I have a hard time getting up in the morning. I am not a morning person.
I also
like cold water.
I also think we should bring back the name Theophilus.
You can call me Theophilus anytime.
Oh my. Lewis Carroll never referred to the character in Alice in Wonderland as the Mad Hatter. In both Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, Carroll only ever refers to him as the Hatter or Hatta.
I remember this. It was the Hatter. Yeah. It was always the Hatter. Yeah.
The phrase "mad as a Hatter" was around long before Carol started writing. Mm-hmm. It was colloquially used to describe an eccentric person, which, and this phrase originated in the 19th century, back when mercury was used to manufacture felt hats.
Well, I mean, mercury, he's going to make go mad as heck.
The hatters who visited these factories often developed mercury poisoning, referred to then as the Hatter's shakes, which could lead to slurred speech, memory loss, tremors, and excessive timidity.
I've had that.
I don't think it's from the same thing.
It's probably not, but I've had that.
While Carol's Hatter is certainly mad based on his general behavior, it is doubtful he was actually suffering from the Hatter's shakes. You never know.
You never know.
Carol was surrounded by Hatters growing up. The author grew up in Stockport near Greater Manchester, where, believe it or not, the main trade was hat making.
Wait, he was from Manchester?
He was from, yes, in Stockport in Greater Manchester.
Does that mean he cheered for Manchester United?
The greatest football team in all the land. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
There is a Batman supervillain named the Mad Hatter.
Yeah, that is also true, yeah.
83 years after Alice's Adventures in Wonderland was published, the Mad Hatter comic book character made his debut in Batman number 49. The supervillain keeps his Wonderland counterpart's costume and personality, but in the world of Batman, he's a scientist who uses mind-controlling devices to manipulate his victims.
I'm just going to say this right now. Batman villains are weird.
That's true. Apparently, he stores his gadgets in his hat.
There was a dude named Calendar Man who did random violence on different holidays.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Silver Age of Batman was weird as heck. So don't look into that too hard.
Weird. Just weird. If you stare into the mirror at the Mad Hatter's shop in Disneyland, you'll get a visit from the Cheshire Cat.
Mm.
So, at the Mad Hatter's...
I love the Cheshire Cat.
Right? So
yeah.
Good. At the Mad Hatter's shop located in Fantasyland, look into the large oval-shaped mirror on the wall. After a few minutes, the Cheshire Cat will make a fleeting appearance. So, I haven't been in recently, but I knew this before. I've seen the Cheshire Cat there before.
Cheshire Cat's amazing.
My
spirit animal is probably the Cheshire Cat, because he's, like, kind of sarcastic.
Totally. And he's also voiced by Winnie the Pooh.
He is voiced by Winnie the Pooh.
So's Ka.
Yes. Which, Cheshire Cat didn't mess me up as bad as Ka.
Well, that's because he's a straight-up villain.
Ka being voiced by Winnie the Pooh, like, messed me up as a kid. And I think a lot of millennials was, like, just
totally.
kind of weird.
Pooh Bear, no.
Pooh Bear! Don't do that, Pooh Bear!
The March Hare was just as mad. We're all mad here. When Alice asks the Cheshire Cat about the people who live in Wonderland, she gets this response. In that direction, speaking of the Cheshire Cat, in that direction lives a Hatter, and in that direction lives a March Hare. Visit either you like. They're both mad.
We're all mad here.
Exactly. And that, I think, is the next line literally after that.
It's also a line in Psycho.
Really?
We all go mad.
We all go mad
sometimes.
We all go mad sometimes.
Yeah. We all go mad sometimes.
Yeah, so those are my fun facts about the Mad Tea Party.
Are we going to go on the teacups when we go?
100%.
Oh, Mei-Long?
I actually really liked the teacups. And it's something that, you know, it's not going to be as lined up as, say, well, okay, so it's right beside Matterhorn. It's not going to be as lined up as Matterhorn.
It's not going to be lined up as Alice in Wonderland.
That's very true.
Either.
But it's so quintessentially Disneyland.
And if you happen to be lucky enough to go during Dapper Day, I think it's a quintessential Disney ride to go.
Totally agree.
On Dapper Day. But the teacup that's beside the ride for the photo op,
yeah,
you can just sit in there and your Disney photo guru,
your photo pass guy, yeah, or girl,
will take your picture.
Yeah,
and it looks lovely.
Yeah, we did a super fun like teacup thing.
Yeah, we have a lovely Dapper Day teacup photo, and you can post that on Instagram right now. Do it. Go. Bam. Cross promotion.
That would be awesome, except it's on not on my phone right now to go.
You can do it. I have faith in you. Magically. I believe in magic.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, I know. So good. I know. So good. I'm so good.
So good. But yes, I was very pleasantly surprised at the teacups, and I did really enjoy them. So I think we should go on again soon.
I was actually kind of like, I love thrill rides. I do not like spinning rides.
No, and I get motion sick because I've talked about before.
I'm against spinning rides, but the teacups were kind of fun.
Yeah, totally. Well, we didn't spin very much, but it was like fun ambiance, and like we did not spin at all. But
Spun a little bit, but not a super ton. But yeah,
yeah, I was very happy to be on them.
I controlled spin.
But yeah, and it was like it feels so Disneyland to be on them.
Yeah, you can sing the Alice in Wonderland song.
Very merry unbirthday to... Hey, you know what? Happy unbirthday.
Yeah, happy unbirthday to you as well.
Yay, cheers unbirthday.
It's both of our unbirthdays, and probably yours as well.
What a small world this is.
It's all of our unbirthdays.
Yay, a very merry unbirthday to
you. To you, and you. Okay.
You know what? Before we leave, you are going to invent a drink.
Oh!
You're going to invent a drink called the Unbirthday.
The Unbirthday. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. The Unbirthday.
The Unbirthday. You haven't invented a drink in a while. It's kind of hard, I know, because we're not doing news and all of that other fun stuff.
No, that's fine.
While we're gone, so I figured this would be a good opportunity. You can also, you can change the name if you want.
No.
But it's definitely inspired by the Tea Party.
Yes, okay. So, the unbirthday, it has to have a vodka.
Okay.
Because everyone drinks a bunch of vodka on their birthday.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that, but okay, good to know.
No, they do. They just do.
Okay.
And because it's your birthday... You have to have, like, some sprinkles in it.
Okay. Okay.
And a little bit of Earl Grey tea.
Oh, because it's a tea party.
It's a tea party.
Vodka, Earl Grey tea.
A little bit of sprinkles. Covered in sprinkles.
Okay.
And a Mountain Dew.
This is an interesting concoction.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned.
Just Mountain Dew, because it's...
Like, like how much? As much as the vodka, or is it like...
Vodka is like an ounce and a half.
Okay.
Your sprinkles, just for flavor.
Okay.
Earl Grey, it's cold, so it's fine. It can be about 3/4.
Okay. And Mountain Dew?
Three parts to your vodka.
Okay.
And then the Mountain Dew just to top off your glass.
Oh, okay. So more tea than Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I had that reverse moment. Interesting. I'm curious and concerned.
It's kind of weird, but it's also mad, and that's the way we're going with it.
Okay.
It's your own birthday.
This is your own
very merry unbirthday to you. To me. I have to drink it.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't drank Mountain Dew in like 20 years, so...
Well, this one's going to be with tea and vodka and sprinkles, so yay, merry unbirthday.
Merry unbirthday.
So that is our show this week. Thank you, Elmule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, which is at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts, as well as our email.
Email!
That was very ominous sounding.
No, that was just a strong bad reference.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. You can find Disney A episodes.
We're millennials, so yeah.
Okay. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. I still don't get the Strong Bad reference.
It's not a very good millennial, I guess. Email. You don't know Strong Bad? No, okay. That's fine.
If you know someone who might like listening to us, be sure to recommend Disney A as well. Next episode, Brandon.
I'm sorry, I'm lost. I have no idea what we're doing.
No, that's okay. Next episode, it is time.
I'm
For a blind date with Disney.
Oh. I am on a cruise, so are you watching a blind date with Disney?
No, we've recorded it already.
We've recorded it already?
Yeah, I did it for Valentine's Day. We haven't released it yet.
Oh, you're diving back into our catalog at this point. You're messing me up. Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we already recorded it. We're good. Yeah. Fun.
Super fun.
Super fun.
Okay.
So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon. And I'm confused.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh? Hey, you know what? Happy unbirthday.
Yeah, happy unbirthday to you as well.
Yay, cheers on birthday.
It's both of our unbirthdays, and probably yours as well.
What a small world this is.
It's all of our unbirthdays.
Yay!